A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Well, 2023 in video games is a veritable buffet of choices. No matter your preference in genre, game mechanics, or narratives, we still can't help but miss some of our favorites that got left by the wayside. For every Final Fantasy and The Legend of Zelda that carries forward seemingly until the end of time, there are plenty of fantastic franchises that aren't so lucky. These are the series that, whether they got well underway or barely began, were unfortunately left to rot long before their time. No genre is big enough nor publisher popular enough to escape the video game franchise cemetery that inevitably swallows up some offerings that truly don't deserve it. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 amazing video game franchises that were abandoned. Number 10, Suikoden. Konami is known for a bunch of massive franchises, but not all of them have lasted as long as they should have. One such franchise is RPG series Suikoden, whose first entry arrived in 1995 in Japan and ran until 2006 in its mainline series with Suikoden 5, and until 2009 in its spin-off titles. While JRPGs of all shapes and sizes boomed in the late 90s and early 2000s, after that point it became apparent only the strongest would continue to receive support from their publishers. Despite the love the franchise developed for its epic narratives and fascinating characters, ultimately Konami disbanded the Suikoden team, reallocating them onto its numerous other titles and essentially leaving the franchise for dead after its fifth installment failed to meet Konami's commercial expectations. Though a number of unofficial entries in the franchise would crop up and a spiritual successor, as well as two remasters of the first two original games, are slated for this year, it's unlikely that Suikoden 6 will ever grace your gaming library. At the very least, those who care about this iconic JRPG franchise are trying to keep it alive however possible, even if the mainline series has been dead in the water for over a decade. If you are a fan of this one, keep an eye out for Ayuden Chronicle 100 Heroes. It's a crowdfunded JRPG made by the original creator of Suikoden, Yoshitaka Murayama. Number 9, Banjo-Kazooie. You probably don't need me to tell you about Rare's iconic 3D platformer series Banjo-Kazooie and the impact it had on the whole games industry in general, but just in case, let me get you across the fundamentals. Both Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie were must-have titles for the N64. Released in 1998 and 2000, respectively, they were both praised for their visuals, humor, electric characters, engaging writing, and catchy soundtrack, not to mention the frequently inspired level design. At the time, these games represented the pinnacle of what platformers could be, and even gamers now would argue they're still fantastic. Unfortunately, after Microsoft's acquisition of Rare in 2002, the series pretty much ground to a halt, releasing a couple of handheld entries and then 2008's Nuts and Bolts, which altered the mechanics and visual style in a way that, well, to put it nicely, didn't resonate with many fans. To put it less nicely, it basically marked the death of the franchise. Aside from rocking up in Smash as playable characters and 2017's middlingly received crowdfunded spiritual successor, Yooka-Laylee, that's pretty much all she wrote. Number 8, Clock Tower. It's been proven over and over again lately that survival horror, particularly the classic video game horror franchises, are far from dead. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean every fantastic classic survival horror franchise has made it to 2023. Case in point, Clock Tower. While Resident Evil continues to go from strength to strength, and even Silent Hill seems to be quickly approaching a resurrection, the delightful psychological minefield that was the Clock Tower franchise has been left dormant for over two decades. If we don't include the two spiritual successors, 2005's Haunting Ground for the PS2 and 2016's crowdfunded Nightcry, there hasn't been an entry in the series since Clock Tower 3, which hit shelves in 2002. Adding insult to injury, the franchise was basically left for dead even before its third entry came out, as this entry didn't include input from creator Hifumi Kōmo and was a critical and commercial disappointment. Although the games did receive some mixed reviews for their somewhat obtuse puzzles and tedious sections, they were universally praised for their chilling atmosphere, creepy antagonist Scissorman, and impressive horror themes. Adding a nail to the coffin was the fact that the slow point-and-click gameplay was sized up against another horror game that launched the same year as Clock Tower 2. Resident Evil. Given the resurgence in interest for combat-free survival horror games featuring defenseless protagonists, it's a shame that Clock Tower was abandoned. Number 7. Zone of the Enders. The first Zone of the Enders game, a brainchild that came from the now-severed partnership between Hideo Kojima and Konami, was released in 2001. For the uninitiated, this series had you battling it out in space with giant robots. So look, you can see why people fell in love with it, even if you haven't had the pleasure yourself. Despite pulling in fans for its intriguing concepts, stylish action combat, gorgeous visuals, and deep narrative, Kojima was a pretty busy guy around the early 2000s, and other projects at Konami took priority. Though Kojima announced work on the fourth installment had begun in 2012, 9 years after the last installment hit shelves, the project was ultimately cancelled due to issues with the release of the Zone of the Enders HD collection, which was burdened by a flawed plan to up the frame rate. With Kojima and Konami now firmly having parted ways, it's extremely unlikely we'll ever see another Zone of the Enders game, to the dismay of its fanbase. Number 6. Breath of Fire. You probably know Capcom from their wildly popular franchises like Resident Evil, Monster Hunter, and Street Fighter, but another big series that might not immediately crop to mind is Breath of Fire. Breath of Fire was an RPG series that kicked off with its first entry that was released in Japan of 1993 and was Capcom's first traditional RPG series. It won fans for its unique gameplay mechanics, curious post-apocalyptic world, and colorful characters. While the franchise, which spanned 6 mainline entries, garnered more success in Japan than North America, there was still enough commercial success to continue on with the series until 2003, with the release of Breath of Fire: Dragon Quarter. Although it was received quite well, the gameplay mechanics were very different from what longtime fans had been expecting, making this a very divisive entry for both critics and players. Breath of Fire 6 did eventually come out a whopping 14 years later in 2016, but it only came to PC and mobile, and it wasn't released outside of Japan. In 2009, a Capcom exec said the series remained a, quote, resting IP, but it's unlikely we'll see anything more from the franchise anytime soon.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Half-Life. Yes, I know technically VR game Half-Life Alyx came out in 2020, but given that that mainline series has been sitting on ice for, I don't have a watch, but 16 years now, I think we can call it abandoned. Even though audiences and critics agree that the Half-Life franchise stands as one of the best video game series of all time, Valve has had a lot of trouble putting Half-Life 3 into action. Half-Life 3 was in development between 2013 and 2014 before being abandoned, while several other Half-Life entries spanning from ports to expansions and VR experiences were at various points in development before all each being cancelled. Half-Life 2 Episode 3 was supposed to arrive in Christmas of 2007, but it was then revealed Valve were having trouble coming up with a good enough idea to carry the story forward. And so the abandonment of Half-Life continues to be one of the greatest gripes in the industry for fans and critics, especially if you're not into VR. Number 4, Dino Crisis. Another Capcom franchise that fell by the wayside when the zeitgeist decided that zombies were cooler than dinosaurs is Dino Crisis. Much like Resident Evil killed Clock Tower, so too did it kill its younger sibling Dino Crisis, which ran for 4 entries between 1999 and 2003. The survival horror had you facing off against fearsome dinosaurs, unveiling a secret plot, and in the case of its third entry, jumping several hundred years into the future to the year 2548. The original game was adored for its mix of action and strategy, genuinely frightening atmosphere, realism, and stellar soundtrack. Dino Crisis sidestepped into action shooter territory for its second entry, Dino Crisis 2, which was wildly critically acclaimed, though its threequel space action shenanigans resulted in mixed reviews. Regardless, fans were still begging for Dino Crisis 4, and while Capcom have suggested a new entry or remaster might be possible, there's been no real movement on that to speak of. Number 3, Sly Cooper. Sucker Punch Studios' Sly Cooper games were a hit for many gamers due to their engaging stealth and platforming mechanics, clever humor, colorful characters, and delightful story beats. The franchise spanned 5 entries between 2002 and 2013, if we include 2010 Sly Collection, which remastered the first 3 games in the series. As original developer Sucker Punch shifted focus to Infamous and most recently Ghost of Tsushima, development of the 4th entry in the series went to Sanzaru Games. The latest and final Sly game, Thieves in Time, released in 2013 to generally favorable reviews, and even ended on a cliffhanger. Yet there's been very little news of any plans to follow it up. Rumored film and TV adaptations failed to come to fruition, and Sly 5 was again rumored as soon as 2021, but nothing has come of those murmurings as yet. All we do know is that neither Sanzaru nor Sucker Punch are involved in any possible 5th installment. Number 2, Bushido Blade. Bushido Blade was a 3D fighting game originally released for PlayStation in 1997. We're playing it a touch fast and loose with the definition of the term franchise here, as Bushido Blade was cut short after only 2 entries. But the instant death on hit combat, themes of honor and the warrior code, and innovative strategy mechanics set it apart from other fighting games at the time, and even today. Despite both entries being critically acclaimed and initially a slam dunk for publisher Square Enix, we haven't seen anything else from the series since 1998. Developers Lightweight did work on another fighting game for the Xbox, but given this one, called Kabuki Warriors, is considered one of the worst video games of all time, I think we can safely set it aside from Bushido's legacy. Number 1, Legacy of Kain. As we round out this list of frustrating, why hasn't anyone kept this franchise going conundrums, we land with one of the most head-scratching examples, Silicon Knights and Crystal Dynamics' Legacy of Kain. Legacy of Kain ran from 1996 until 2003, and though it jumped between developers during this time, the heart and soul of the critically acclaimed and fan-adored fantasy action-adventure games stayed consistent. Praised for its rich fantasy world and characters, voice acting, innovative storytelling, and cinematic sequences, the series was a hit from end to end. It's puzzling then that it all came to a halt with Legacy of Kain Defiance in 2003. While admittedly the series had dipped in quality by this point, the game still reviewed very well, in part due to its attempts to tie up many unanswered questions left by the story that had been told so far. The series had been identified as perhaps a little too ambitious for any studio to take on, which may have resulted in the series being abandoned for so long. I do have a happy ending for you on this one though, because the IP was since picked up by Embracer Group, previously THQ Nordic, who've been on a massive sequel creating and remake spree lately, so fingers crossed we're gonna see more Legacy of Kain. That's the end of our list, but let me know down in that comment box which video game franchises you wish were not abandoned and which ones still keep you up at night. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my Twitter account where I'm at Jess McDonald, but make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more gaming goodness.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.